Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. All right, folks, welcome back to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. BrianD.O'Leary.com is where you can go. And please sign up for that email list if you haven't already. We'll deliver these shows into your inbox every day. And when we don't, we'll usually put out an email. Yesterday, we didn't have a show. This being Wednesday. Recorded a show, most of a show, and ran into some technical difficulties with a guest in the studio, and just didn't work out with the time frame I had planned to produce the whole thing. And anyway, so I dropped an email with a lot of the things I had in mind to say, but this, I like doing this forum where I can just chat about things to you guys, about what I'm thinking, a little more long form than what an email can provide. So today, I had it in mind, I don't know exactly why, when I was making some notes earlier in the day, to talk about, I guess the, what's a better, easy way to say this? I don't know. Well, it comes in many forms. So I just think that many people in this culture, as I often say, it's not a serious culture. We need to reclaim that culture. Serious. Be serious about it. Be serious about what we do. Again, there's times for lightheartedness for sure. But anyway, we deserve apologies from these people that have ruined lives for, well, at least the last 3 years, certainly, if not before that, which I would argue that lives have been ruined for a long time based on a lot of overreach by these institutions, one of them being government, not all being government, but we deserve apologies, no doubt about it. We are not going to get these apologies. I've been waiting and waiting, and they never come. There's no grocery store that I've seen that said, oh, sorry for making you wear a mask to get in here and realizing that made no sense. It just, that hasn't happened, won't happen. I'd be surprised. There's probably an outlier here or there, but I haven't heard of them. And good for them. And I want them on my team. And that being said, the fact that we deserve apologies from these institutions leads me to believe that, and I believed this a long, long time ago, but they're, what's happened is, and it could be like a historical, but I don't really believe that it's, I think it's devolved over time, where we now have highly unimpressive people in positions of power and influence all throughout the culture and society. I mean, you look no further than the White House. They're just not an impressive person there. You could just go through the whole staff. No. Going back to the Obama White House, Obama's mildly impressive guy, but the rest of the people there, none, not impressive, including the current president, and so on and so forth. You go back many decades, and it's just a slew of unimpressive people for the most part. However, I mean, the further you go back in history, there are some pretty impressive people pockmarked within the White House, for instance, and on the staff and so forth, but not anymore. Like, that just doesn't exist. And I don't know how that happens. I mean, I guess it's a direct result of democracy to some degree. This is a devolution of the culture that democracy begets ultimately. I don't know. I mean, I think you hear people say, and I probably tended to believe it at one point in time, that democracy is the best. You know, it's a bad system, but it's the best we've ever had. And I don't agree anymore. I don't know where we go here, because I think our culture and our society here in the United States has idealized this form of democracy that was never actually proposed, perhaps. Certainly not by the founders. It's just, kind of, like I said, it's devolved over the course of time. And I think that might be a just a general result of the mechanics of democracy. Now, democracy is a political theory now put in action in the form of this, you know, they some people say, oh, no, it's not a democracy, it's a republic. Well, it's not that either. It was designed really as a republic, but as soon as it got going, it devolved. So makes me think, I don't know that there's a perfect system by any means, but I think we rely too much on the methodology or theory of politics and not on the people themselves. Now, if we had serious people doing serious business, doing the people's work that were serious about making the country better, making your neighborhood better, making your city or your state better, not just scoring political points with voters. And I was thinking about it today, because it got me thinking about these things. So the politicians in democracy, they have all these policies to get votes. And the more people you can give money to, doesn't matter how much, it's just the more people that get free stuff from the government, which we all pay into. A lot of people get more out of it than you put in. A lot of people. And so these politicians, in order to win re-election, have to give people a bunch of what they call free stuff. It's not free. There's cost to everything, including your money and my money, rightfully earned. And it just, they take it from us. But the politicians, to win office, they do this, they spend so much money. I mean, oodles of multiples of other people's money in order to have a decently paying job, not even great, probably. There's probably a lot of stuff they don't have to pay for that a lot of us have to pay for on a daily basis that skews the whole salary and what you earn and what your costs are and all that stuff. But like for not real great money, I mean, good for most people, good to pretty good, but like really like to the degree that they bilk the general public, these are not impressive people. They should be making way more. The corruption and graft, they should be taking way more out of the system, but they don't. They're just kind of pathetic people, unimpressive. And it goes for not only government, but all walks of life. And I just don't know where we're at here in our culture where, you know, decent people have that are just relatively dull and not all that bright wield tremendous amounts of power and influence. What we're trying to do here with this show is, I tell people, like, what are you doing? Or when they ask, like, what are you doing with the show? You just talk? Yeah, kind of. But I also want to build a serious society back up and influence the people who listen to take it upon themselves to maybe not do something like I do, where I'll just sit here and talk about things that roll out of my mind, but advocate for a stronger society that doesn't put up with all this crap. And I don't, honestly, I'm not the one to look to for this. I'm not a real good example of it, other than I can turn on my microphone, record my voice, and send it out to the folks out there. There's plenty of people that have more, like, let's call it ins to different institutions than I do. I mean, I'm out. I got a lot of outs, a lot of institutions. Not because I've particularly done anything bad. It's just you don't put up with a lot of this stuff. And I would just say, stop putting up with this junk. That's my advice. And like I said, we deserve apologies, but we're not going to get them. And people talk about freedom, like, oh, we deserve freedom. Yeah, we do. I mean, I guess people deserve to be free, but nobody really identifies or defines what freedom is. So the reality is, and I talked about it on Natural Order Podcast, which you should go over there, naturalorderpodcast.com, sign up for those emails and listen to the show. But yeah, you say people like deserve freedom or want freedom, desire freedom. Most people don't know what that is, because freedom comes with a responsibility. There's a cost to freedom. It's not just kind of doing whatever you want. That's libertinism. Libertinism. You know, libertine, however you want to say it. Just doing whatever you want. That's not real freedom. That you got handcuffs on at that point because there's no responsibility. And these are a lot of these people who advocate. They say, oh, we need to be free. Most people don't know what freedom is. I don't even know if I do. Because I've never been particularly free. Nobody I know of has been particularly free their entire life, or my entire life. Supposedly I have a freedom of speech, but it only goes so far. All our rights. I was thinking about this too. We don't really have any rights guaranteed or granted to us. I mean, on the printed Constitution, maybe. But the only right we should have that should be universal is a right to life. I mean, you have, like, if you're born a human, you should be able to live life as a human being. This idea of liberty, it's a good idea, I guess. You know, right to life, liberty, and property, or pursuit of happiness, or however you want to put it. It's like, people don't know what the right of the pursuit of happiness is. A right to property. Yeah, we should have a right to property. We can own property, but we got to pay tax on it. So do we own it? I don't know. It's not, our rights aren't guaranteed there. If you say we have a right to property, a right to shelter, maybe. I don't know. Some people say that and just claim it. Well, just because you claim it doesn't mean it to be true. I mean, having shelter is a nice thing. It's probably decent of other humans to afford other humans the right to shelter. But, you know, there comes a responsibility for that too, I guess. You see it in my hometown of Portland, Oregon. There's, you know, everybody's claiming out there that you know, freedom, the right to housing, they call it now, housing. Not shelter anymore, because shelter is like a lean-to or something, but no, housing. But there's a responsibility to it. Some people don't live up to the responsibility to have that. And free to them. It's not, that's not freedom either. There's a cost. Cost is responsibility. We have a right to food. I don't know. Some people claim it. I don't know. You start getting into these arguments. I don't know. I don't think you have really a right to much in this system we live in. Because it's not guaranteed. You might believe you have a right, but it's not always protected. If we start standing up, I guess, against these folks who try and take our basic needs away from us. A need is different than a right. Do we have a right to free speech? I don't know. Do we have a need for free speech? Not really. We can live a human life without the freedom to say whatever we want. It's nice. Boy, it's a way more comfortable life if you could say whatever you wanted, but that just doesn't happen. You know, I can even say, oh yeah, but just say whatever I want on this show. Well, I don't. I can't say a lot of the things I want to say, but not everything. I don't go all the way. Some people say, I don't care anymore. I don't care about what other people say. You do. You probably do. If you live in a society, you should. But I would say, and I don't think I've talked about this too. I kind of want to have a series of laws that I have. I say O'Leary's first law is that being nice is not a virtue. Not a virtue. It's decent to be nice to people, but what else? What does that get you? Just being nice. I don't know. I generally try and be nice to people, but if I'm not, doesn't mean I'm not virtuous. And on the other hand, if somebody says they're nice, other people say they're nice. Like, what else? Give me something else. Because just being nice doesn't cut it. What else is there to you? What are you providing for the rest of us? Just being nice. And a lot of times, running this in my own life, oh, he's so nice or she's so nice to some people. Yeah. But not when it counts a lot of times. So I'd rather run around with a band of jerks that are otherwise virtuous than just be in the garden of nice. And that's what happens, I think. It's like getting back to one of my earlier points. You have these unimpressive people in positions of power, influence. They get there because of false virtue, of this nice. Joe Biden's a nice guy by most accounts, I guess. Kamala Harris seems to be nice. Not impressive. Not particularly virtuous otherwise. Not good for the country. All these things. Just look at all these people. Just being nice doesn't cut it. Nice kind of gets you in the door, or it should. But now, you know, they barge through the door and take over the room. And people let them. Shouldn't let them do that. You know, for Donald Trump's got a lot of faults. He's not a particularly nice guy to most people. Some people he is. But most people, he's not particularly nice. And frankly, it's a bit endearing. That kind of routine is a bit endearing when he calls out the folks that need to be called out. He's got a lot of problems, don't get me wrong. And, you know, Ron DeSantis, perhaps running for president, we'll see. Yeah, I don't know. He seems like a decent guy. Not particularly nice, but a lot more virtuous than Donald Trump. And perhaps nicer than Donald Trump, but that nice is not going to get him, nor is being more virtuous going to get him the nomination, probably, most likely. It's an interesting thing because the nice Joe Biden is still going to win. I pretty much guarantee. Now, you go back to 2016, Hillary Clinton, not nice. Bill Clinton, very nice. Very nice guy from everything I've heard. Very nice guy. But these people are the furthest from virtue that have been in public life in a long time. And then that just evolves. Donald Trump, not a virtuous man, was our president. Not impressive. He has done some more impressive things than others, Trump, but generally not an impressive guy. But he wielded position of power and influence, and then the people around him that are even less impressive. The people he stuck in his cabinet for, by and large. Mike Pence, not impressive guy. So what do we do? I don't know. I don't know if politics is the solution here, folks. But since it's a system we live under, I'd rather have an impressive person in there, a virtuous person in there, than not. And the only way we can do that is vote, not advocating for it, because I ultimately think that if you're like me, your vote doesn't matter a whole lot. Perhaps. I don't know. People have tried telling me otherwise. I mean, certainly your vote would matter a lot more in a smaller election. Or if you're in West Palm Beach, year 2000, your vote mattered. But I don't know. And politics itself, at least in this democracy and this getting back to that part of it, it attracts people who aren't virtuous, attracts nice people. I mean, you know, the general impression of a politician that is that he's a nice guy. You know, kisses babies, all that stuff to get votes for what? For a middling job, like I said before. What? I mean, there's better ways to go about building society than getting a crummy job that you have to do all this stuff and be fake nice to all these people and be not all that virtuous. There's a few virtuous people in government, no doubt about it, but you don't hear much from them. They get lost in the shuffle. And the rest of society, too. I mean, they not only did these unimpressive people like Tony Fauci, not an impressive guy, just you all know about him, but not particularly impressive. Impressive how he worked the system pretty good to stay in his position of power for a long time, but not an impressive guy. And he wielded a lot of power and caused all these problems. And then all these institutions that aren't necessarily government followed suit. Led largely by unimpressive people. There were a few people who said, hold on a second, this ain't right. They're drowned. Their voices were drowned out until now, where it doesn't matter. And we're finding out that the whole corona mania crisis was totally overblown. And a lot of us knew that from the start, or really believed it from the start. Whether I knew it for sure, it was my strong impression that was total bunch of horse pucky. But we're not getting any apologies anytime soon. We deserve them. We're not getting them. So how do we go about it? I don't know. That's a question. And it's a question that's plagued me for a long time. And really what I want to do with this show is get more people talking about it, at least in a serious manner, not just off the cuff and throwing bombs at people and saying how bad other people are. I get it. I can do that with the best of them. But how do we rebuild it? I don't think it's lost completely, but if we don't start, it's getting there. And, you know, we'll see. But I talk a lot about making plans for the future and planning your life and then adjusting from there. And that all helps for sure. And another thing that will help with that plan, keeping a clear head about you. You can keep a clear head by drinking a lot of water. You can drink more water, thanks to our friends at Liquid IV. Make it easy to drink more water. Liquid IV is a category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their Hydration Multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick of Liquid IV, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than just water alone. Use the stick first thing in the morning whenever you feel run down, and Liquid IV has you covered. It hydrates 2 times faster than water alone with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. Liquid IV comes in 12 delicious, refreshing flavors, contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Glad to have them as a partner. Liquid IV partners with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities both protect their water and their futures. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings, over 50 countries around the world. Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code O'Leary, O-L-E-A-R-Y, at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code O'Leary at liquidiv.com. So with summer coming up, once again, drink more water, use more Liquid IV, and you'll be better off. A clearer head to think about these things that we talked about. Once again, go to briandoleary.com where you can sign up for that email list. Get my thoughts every day, whether they're in podcast form or email form, whatever that might be. And we will talk to you down the road. Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.